And these days, social media, Twitter, Facebook, has become another way gang members can threaten each other. It's called cyberbanging, and it's led to fights and even death. Now some social workers and universities are trying to use technology to stop it. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
One of the havens in Chicago for young people in gangs and those trying to get out of them is run by Metro Chicago YMCA's Youth Safety Program. That's where 17-year-old Jaime has logged onto one of the computers in a meeting room.
These are gang pages.
A gang member for 2 years, Jaime is trying to leave the group, and NPR agreed to use only his first name for his safety. He clicks on a video in his Facebook news feed.
I live in Chicago. You know, that's how this look downtown.
As the video rolls on, there's lots of cursing as a group of young men mug for the camera, flashing gang signs and guns. Jaime says it's one of many so-called gang pages online.
Social media is just endorsement, that's all. To endorse where you come from, what gang you are in.
He points to one of the men who pushed his way to the front of the video for just a moment.
He got killed a week after the rival gang. It was crazy. And now people actually make pictures, making fun of him.
He says there will be retaliation over that disrespect. Using social media to gangbang reaches across all platforms. There is still rancor in some Chicago neighborhoods over a long-running feud on Twitter between Chicago rappers Chief Keef and Little Jojo, both associated with rival gangs. 3 years ago, after Little Jojo issued a taunt along with his location, he was killed shortly afterwards. This year, police say cyberbanging fueled the death of another Chicago rapper.
All white like I'm messing, I got TZ in my Swiss.
Shaquan Thomas was called Young Pappy. On YouTube, there have been nearly 2 million views of his song Killa, which glorifies gang life and violence. He was gunned down last May. Eddie Bocanegra, a co-director of the Youth Safety and Violence Prevention Program at the Y, says gangbanging on social media for some is a way to get street credibility. Others that post gang raps think it's a way to make it big in the music industry where dark and violent lyrics, so-called drill music, sells. But Bocanegra says the potential for violence spurred by social media extends even to those not in gangs.
This kid could simply say, hey, I was in class today and the girl next to me was really cute. Her name is so-and-so. I thought she was fine. And well, this girl has a brother who's in the street who really already has a reputation of being violent or has a boyfriend. And he sees that post. Now it's like, hey, why are you making these comments about my girl? Why are you making comments about my sister? And it just escalates.
Chicago police do monitor social media sites, and they've been able to work with school social workers to prevent some violence from occurring. Desmond Patton, a professor of social work at Columbia University, says he and fellow researchers want to take those efforts a step further.
One idea is that if we can decode the language, then perhaps we can send triggers to social workers, violence workers who were embedded in these neighborhoods already, so that they can utilize the strategies they already have to reach out to youth before the post becomes an injury or a homicide.
Patton conducted what he calls an internet banging study, interviewing current or former gang members between the ages of 14 to 24 years old in some of Chicago's toughest neighborhoods. He asked them what they see on social media, how they use it, and how they believe it connects to violence in the neighborhood.
Under what conditions are they responding to situations and posts online that they believe to be threatening?
One of the scientists working with Patton to create a cyberbanging gauge is Henry Lieberman, a visiting professor at MIT's Media Laboratory. He plans to devise an algorithm to understand content on social media and how words turn to violence.
And so you want to be able to recognize patterns like that, and then you can suggest to people to try to do things that de-escalate the situation.
Meantime, Professor Patton says there is much more to come, including more interviews and scientific testing in the quest to use social media that's so essential to young people to curb gang violence. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Cybercrime is a problem for businesses, of course. One insurer says it's costing the global economy close to $500 billion a year.